Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
War for freedom. If you want to drink a Coke, you ought to be able to do it. But the American taxpayer should not be paying for it. Diabetes, when I was a kid, the average pediatrician would see one case of diabetes during an entire 40 or 50 year career. Today, 38% of teens are pre-diabetic or diabetic. And so one out of every three kids, more than one out of every three kids who walks through his office door is now a pre-diabetic or diabetic. And this is the biggest cause. And, you know, and one of the reasons for that is because we're poisoning kids with food stamp program. I think it's 18% of the food stamp program when it goes to candies or sodas. 10% go to sugar sodas. And so we're poisoning the poorest Americans, giving them diabetes, and then we're paying for it with Medicaid in the long run.
Well, there you have RFK Jr. talking about the SNAP program and the problems that exist with how it is set up right now. And we are very excited to welcome Governor Mike Kehoe onto the Annie Fry Show. Governor, thank you for the time today. It's good to have you back.
Annie, I'm great to be on with you. Are you considering my offer at the end of last show to move you over to Missouri?
I was thinking about it last night, actually. You guys just continue to do the right, smart things.
My realtor friends in St. Louis got really excited. My dealer friends up there are all wanting to give you trucks. So I'm just saying, if it ever comes to fruition, we're ready to go. Thank you for having Secretary Kennedy's soundbite on. It's a very accurate soundbite.
Yeah, you're going to be one of my first phone calls if that move ends up having to be made. I would be happy to let the governor know.
I'm here for you.
I want to talk about you following the administration's lead and listening to the words there of Bobby Kennedy about our SNAP program, the health program. Missouri is doing something about us. Tell us about your adjustment, refocusing of the SNAP program in the state of Missouri.
Sure. We've asked for a waiver that would allow the SNAP program obviously to continue, but would not be eligible to use for non-essential kind of sugary items. Many other states have asked for the same waiver. And by the way, it's nonpartisan. Democrat and Republican states have had. And it's like Secretary Kennedy said, if you want to go buy a sugary drink or a candy bar or whatever, you know, that's great. You should be able to do that. But you shouldn't have taxpayer dollars paying for those things. And so his point is right, because if you do develop diabetes or you do develop unhealthy conditions and you're in a family that needs assistance from the government, we're going to pay for the health care through Medicaid again. So it makes sense. It's friends and neighbors out. That's what the SNAP program is for. This opens up opportunities additionally for farmers markets and other things that folks can use their SNAP cards for, we think, helping Missouri's farmers. So we're very excited to kind of say, let's keep people healthy and let's make sure taxpayers aren't footing the bill for things that could cause other health problems down the road.
You're listening to Governor Mike Kehoe on the adjustments, the refocusing of the SNAP program here in the state of Missouri. A couple questions specifically on like the funding of the program. Does the funding change at all? Is there any less money going into the program with these adjustments or any more money going in? Because sometimes healthy food costs more.
It could cost more, but I would tell you there's, and this is an existing program we have out there, we have a dollar-for-dollar credit on farmer's market use. So if you're using your SNAP card at a farmer's market and you spend a dollar, you can get a dollar to spend at another store. And there's some parameters around that program, but I'd encourage folks to look into how that works and try to exercise that. By the way, there's some healthy food that could cost more, but there's a lot of healthy food that doesn't cost more than a candy bar or something with sugar in it. So we think that's it's a common sense move, and it's a move that Missourians would agree with going forward on.
I think it's a smart move, and just in general, it is so difficult, Governor. I've got four kids myself. I'm trying to feed them healthy foods. You find yourself investing in foods that you think are health foods, and then you realize, nope, that's not what we're supposed to be feeding them to begin with. There's so many chemicals and processed natures to all the foods that we're giving our kids and have been eating ourselves as a millennial myself. I've been raised on processed foods, basically. What else can Missouri do? You're talking about farmers. You know, I'm hearing a lot of talk in the last 48 hours about farm to table. What kind of strength does Missouri have in this lane to prop up our farmers and also provide at the same time healthy, truly healthy food for the people who consume them?
Well, all across Missouri, including on the east side there in your region, we have incredible farmers markets that folks can take advantage of. And, you know, a lot of these are small family farms that might not be the thousands of acres, might just be an acre or two. They're growing different fruits and vegetables, different products that they can offer. A lot of farmers markets offer healthy grains as well as breads and different things like that. So you can take advantage of that and help Missourians out, help farmers out as well, and keep your family healthy. And I think that's a win-win for Missourians as we do that.
Certainly is. I want to shift topics here. We're speaking with Governor Mike Kehoe, the governor of the state of Missouri, of course, about Missouri, the relationship with the National Guard and ICE. Of course, we're seeing things taking place in Portland, obviously Chicago. We've seen ICE movement throughout the course of the country. What is happening here in the state of Missouri, and what kind of cooperation are you having with the federal law enforcement agencies to make sure that Missourians are safe?
Sure. Well, there's two, as you know, public safety was our number one issue we had in the session this year. A lot of great folks in the St. Louis area, Nick Shore, Brad Crist, in the Senate and House passed one of the most sweeping public safety bills the state of Missouri has ever seen. So public safety is a huge issue to us. But there's two issues that people are kind of running together. One is our involvement with our National Guard to help ICE on some of their clerical, technical issues, not necessarily going out on the street with ICE agents, but just providing some back-end support so more agents can actually be on the street. And then the other issue that you've seen some National Guard use for, President Trump has really done a good job with Washington, D.C. I was physically there Monday night and Tuesday, just yesterday, and I can tell you that the Uber drivers, the folks up and down the street, they're saying left and right, we have never seen this kind of activity walking around. It's Washington, D.C. is alive again. Mm. He's done a great job of making sure people are secure. And so the president's very, very, very focused on, and I would agree with, making sure our cities are safe so that people can go out. Nobody likes taxes, but everybody would agree one of the core uses of taxes is to keep you safe in your neighborhood. And so there have been some cities, you've seen them mention Memphis, where they're going to do some National Guard work there for community safety. And keeping our community safe, I think, is the number one priority we should have for our families across the nation, including here in Missouri.
Yeah, well, certainly here where 97.1 reaches, at least with our terrestrial signal, of course, the Odyssey app can have 97.1 streamed anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world. But we've heard President Trump from the Oval Office when discussing making cities safe again. St. Louis keeps coming up, Governor. And every time I hear that, I think, gosh, what is that going to mean? You would have a role in partnering with the federal government, if something were going to happen here in St. Louis, is there a need? Do you see one?
Well, I will tell you that St. Louis has come up. There's been no official conversations. I'm thankful that the president understands how important it is to keep our city safe. But as you know, we've done some things on our own before the federal government had to get involved. And I think that's what states' rights should do. We want to take the lead on this and support what President Trump wants to do and keep our community safe. I just mentioned the crime bill we passed in record time this year. A lot of tools in there for law enforcement, including the city of St. Louis. You've had a change in your prosecutor with Gabe Gore, who's made a huge difference. And then, of course, as you know, part of that crime bill had St. Louis citizens that were appointed by our office, by myself, to be on the police board to support Chief Tracy and the men and women in blue who have been doing this for years but have been under kind of a political thumb with the previous administration, I will say. And this gives us a new chance to really prove what St. Louis can do. And we're making great strides in that. We're going to continue to make great strides. And last but not least, one of the first things I did when I got sworn in as governor, I signed an order for our Operation Relentless Pursuit. We call it ORP. Everything's got an alphabet in government. But it combines U.S. Marshals, Highway Patrol, local police. In your case, it could be St. Louis City, St. Louis County, et cetera, to go in and issue outstanding warrants of the worst of worst offenders across our state. We've cleared over 1,400 warrants, and we're about to hit 1,000 arrests in that. So we've done a lot of things that the president has had the guard to do in Washington, D.C. We've already started to do here in Missouri and specifically in St. Louis, and we want to continue to make sure we carry our own weight and get after it the best way we can and keep our community safe.
I want to ask one last question before we let you go here. We're speaking with the governor of the state of Missouri, Governor Mike Kehoe. When I know that there's been an FBI partnership to try to go into the city of St. Louis and make it safer. I've noticed specifically on Tucker, on my way in from the Stan Musial Bridge, there's a beautiful new police station precinct or whatever it might be on the corner there. But I also understand when I drive into St. Louis, somebody who comes here every day, I drive past a pretty large tent city homeless encampment. There are people who are on that street, and I don't drive all the way to Market. I don't even get all the way downtown. There are people who are obviously very high intoxicated on something. And right next to the Board of Elections, this just kind of bothers me significantly every day I drive past it. It's the Board of Elections building right there at the end of Tucker and Olive. The entire parking garage attached to it is covered in an enormous amount of graffiti insulting to police officers. And I'm just wondering, who's responsible for anybody who's driving into the city when they see this? Is this like the presentation that St. Louis wants to have? Is there a way to clean it up, and who's responsible?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Ultimately, is it to see to it that we present ourselves in a safer, better way than this?
Well, let me unpack a few things there. First of all, with the FBI's involvement, we're super happy Kash Patel has made a statement. He's going to get FBI officers out of the D.C. offices and out into the community, St. Louis being one of them. A huge credit to Senator Eric Schmidt, who really worked with Director Patel and made sure that St. Louis had additional resources deployed there. Of course, now we have our very own Andrew Bailey, who was the Attorney General for so many years and did a great job, is number two at the FBI. We think for Missouri that really plays a vital role. So we're happy to have extra resources in law enforcement with the FBI. We welcome them, and we will be deploying them with our local law enforcement community. As far as the kind of the tent city and the graffiti, those are things that we've got to work with together with Chief Tracy, with Mayor Spencer, and try to make sure that you're right. You don't want that to be the opening, you know, salvo what somebody sees when they come into the city. In Mayor Spencer's defense, 32 days in the office, EF3 tornado comes through and takes out much of North St. Louis, including close to areas where I grew up. So they've got their hands full, but I know she's trying to get her arms around what they need to do to tackle that. I know crime has been the number one issue for the chief and his command staff. They, as I mentioned, they've done a great job. They're going to continue to do that. But I'd like to think that, and we'll help all we can when we're asked, and because we're not going to just come and force ourselves into any situation there, to make sure we get the priorities becomes where we can get some of those areas cleaned up. And it's as me as a St. Louisan, born and raised, I know exactly where that corner is. I agree with you. We need to get that cleaned up, and I'm hopeful we can get that done.
Well, I appreciate that response. It's just something I think about, and I know how beautiful this city is and how great of a city it is, and I just want it to shine and welcome people into it to shop, to work, to visit, whatever it might be. Governor Kehoe, we appreciate you and your time. Thank you for being with us here today.
Appreciate you having me on. Don't forget my offer. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
You bet. I will not forget it. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to listen to J.D. Vance. He's at the podium at the White House press briefing, and he's talking about the government shutdown. We'll hear from J.D. Vance when we return. Don't go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not,
outside of Cleveland, you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.